Title: Workflow for Collaborative Jungle Projects Intermediate. Ableton Live. All right, let's talk about the unsexy thing that makes jungle collaborations actually work. Workflow. Because the fastest way for a collab to die isn't lack of ideas. It's session chaos. Missing samples. Broken warps. Someone changed the break processing. Three different tempos floating around, and suddenly you're spending your studio time doing detective work instead of writing savage drums. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a collaborative-ready Ableton Live project template for a jungle tune, plus a reliable handoff system, stems, MIDI, a reference mix, and notes. The goal is simple. Both people open the session, hear the same thing, and can contribute immediately. Let's build this like pros. First, collab rules. 5 minutes. Do not skip this. Before you write a single bar, create one shared project rules note. Could be a text file inside the project folder. Could be a Google Doc, but it has to exist, and it has to be the one place you both trust. In that note, lock the core settings. Pick a tempo. Jungle and Rolling DnB usually land between 160 and 174. Choose one early, like 170 BPM, and don't drift. Pick a key center if it helps, like F minor. Not mandatory, but it keeps bass and musical parts from fighting. Agree on sample rate, 44.1 or 48k. Just match systems, and set a delivery cadence. For example, we send a package every Friday. That one sentence can save a collab, because it prevents the weird limbo where nobody knows when to check in. Now define ownership of lanes. Who's primarily on breaks and drums? Who's primarily on bass and atmos and FX? You can swap later, but you want default responsibilities so you don't both edit the same thing at once. And here's the big etiquette rule. Non-destructive edits. If you want to change your partner's core group, duplicate first. Don't permanently alter the main drum group that someone else is depending on. You can experiment, just don't erase history. Quick coach note. Also lock the grid policy early. Are you doing tight modern, mostly straight on the grid, or ragged classic, slightly late hits and swing? Decide together, and decide a warp approach for breaks. A solid shared rule is, warp on, beats mode, preserve transients, and no complex modes on drums. If someone adds manual warp markers, they have to label the clip and explain why in the notes. That prevents the classic "why does your amen feel different on my machine" moment. Next, start from a collaboration template. This is the real time saver. In Ableton, you're going to build a template set and save it as a template. The whole point is that every new idea starts organized, routed, and labeled the same way. Here's a strong track layout. Make a drums group. Inside it, amen main is audio, break 2 is audio, tops or extra hats is MIDI or audio, percussion FX is audio, and a drum bus print track is an audio resample lane. Make a bass group. Sub is MIDI, res or mid is MIDI, and a bass print audio lane. Make a music group for pads, keys, stabs. Make an atmos and FX group. Noise bid, impacts, risers. Optional vocals track if needed. And a references section with a reference track, muted. Muted is important. It's there when you need it, not blasting your ears every time you press play. Now returns. Returns are a huge deal in collabs because they set the vibe, and if your returns are totally different, the same arrangement will feel like a different song. Set up a dub delay return using echo or delay plus auto filter. A plate verb return using hybrid reverb on a plate mode. A crunch parallel return, something like saturator into drum bus lightly, for that consistent weight. And optionally a sidechain pump return if you like parallel pumping tricks, but document it, because returns with sidechain are easy to miss and can change the groove massively. On the master, keep it collab safe. Utility for mono below around 120 Hz, and a limiter with a ceiling around -1 dB, but no heavy gain. The rule here is, don't fake loud your progress. If one person is mixing into a smashed limiter, the other person will make decisions that only work in that fake world, and then later the mix falls apart. Now, the most important survival step. Make the project share-proof. Every time before you send anything, you do collect all and save. This is the number one collab killer, missing breaks and one-shot folders. In Ableton, file, collect all and save. Include files from elsewhere, from your user library, and optionally from packs depending on whether you both have the same packs. The point is, when the other person opens it, it just works. And make a delivery folder inside the project called something like collab exports. Every package you send lives in there. That way, nobody is searching through old downloads like, wait, which one was V3'd again? Now let's hit the heart of jungle collaboration. Break workflow. Jungle drums are often processed, resampled, mangled, and reprinted. That's part of the sound. But in a collab, you need two things at the same time: editable source and printed audio. So on your Amen main track, you can use a clean, stock chain. Start with a Q8, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz, and if it's harsh, maybe a small dip somewhere in that 3 to 6K zone. Don't overdo it. You're shaping, not flattening. Then drum bus. Drive in a sensible range, like 5 to 15% depending on the break, crunch light, boom off, or very subtle because boom can wreck your sub relationship fast. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive a few dB. Optionally a compressor for a short glue. 2:1, attack around 10 to 30 ms so you don't kill the transient, release auto or about 100 ms. Then you create the resample lane. This is huge. Make an audio track called Drum Bus Print. Set audio from to your drums group or your Amen track. Set monitoring to in. And record 8, 16, or 32 bar chunks of your best edits. This means your collaborator can hear your exact drum sound even if they don't want your full device chain. And if they don't have the same CPU headroom, they can just use the print and keep moving. Extra coach move. Adopt a two-lane philosophy for critical parts. For the main break, keep a current version and an alt or safe version. Current is what's in the song. Alt is yesterday's working vibe. That makes risky edits safe, because you can always revert without drama. Now bass workflow. Separate sub and mid. Always. Indeed NB and Jungle collabs. Bass becomes a tug of war if it isn't modular. So we build it to be swappable. On the subtrack, use something simple like operator with a sine wave. Add a little saturator if it needs presence. Put utility and set width to 0%. Keep it mono. EQ if needed. Sometimes low pass around 80 to 120 if you're keeping the mid bass separate. And optional sidechain compression keyed from the kick or drum group. Subtle. The sub should breathe, not disappear. On the mid or reese track, use wave eatable or operator with a saw bass tone. Add auto filter for movement, saturator for grit, chorus ensemble for width, and a Q8 with a high pass around 80 to 120 so it doesn't fight the sub. Then, when it slaps, print it to a bass print audio lane. Collab benefit. Your partner can rewrite the mid bass while keeping your sub, or keep your mid-tone while replacing the sub-pattern. It prevents that classic issue where one tweak kills the entire low-end. If you want to get extra robust, split the reese into two tracks, a core that stays mono-compatible, and a sides layer that's high-passed above, say 200 to 400 Hz where you can do width without mono pain. Print both, and your collaborator can rebalance sides without touching the foundation. Next, arrangement markers. This is how you stop getting feedback like somewhere near the second bit. Use locators. Set, add locator. A clean collab-friendly jungle structure at 170 BPM is 16 bars intro, DJ-friendly and sparse. 32 bars drop 1, full drums and bass. 16 bars breakdown, pads, Vox, effects, maybe filtered break. 32 bars drop 2, variation and a new edit. 16 bars outro, stripped for mixing. Now, level up your locators. Don't only mark sections, mark events. For example, drop 1 statement bars 17 to 24, drop 1 response bars 25 to 32, turn pre-break tease. This makes notes precise and encourages call and response writing, which Jungle loves. And for variation ideas that travel well between collaborators, drop 2 can flip to a halftime kick pattern for 8 bars then snap back. Add 1 bar break stops before phrase changes. Do question and answer Amen edits, like variations in bars 7 and 8 of every 8-bar phrase. And if you're doing that dubby vibe, sprinkle reggae stabs on offbeats in the breakdown. Now let's talk CPU and plugin discipline, because compatibility is everything. If you used heavy chains, freeze tracks. If you want maximum compatibility, flatten or resample to audio. A clean system is to keep a MIDI originals group that you can disable when sending if needed, and an audio prints group that always plays. That way, even if someone can't run your synth and effects, the song still opens and sounds right. Now packaging. This is where you go from we're sharing a project to we're running a reliable collab. When it's handoff time, you export stems in Ableton. Export audio slash video. Render track, all individual tracks. Sample rate, match the project. Bit depth, 24-bit. Dither off unless you're doing a final 16-bit deliverable. Normalize off. Put it in a versioned folder inside Collab Exports, something like V03, then date, then your name. Naming matters. Aught. Include tempo and key in file names so nothing gets separated from context. Like, 170 FM drums amen main dot wav, 170 FM bass sub dot wav, 170 FM bass mid dot wav, 170 FM music pads dot wav, and optionally something like FX returns printed if you've got key throws. Also export MIDI, especially bass and key parts. MIDI is how ideas transfer, not just audio. Include a reference mix, a quick two bus print, no heavy limiting. This tells your partner what right sounds like on your end. And include notes. Keep them actionable. Mention bar ranges. Mention priorities. For example, drop two needs and use 16 bar variation. Or snare feels thin. Try layering. Or bars 33 to 48 bass clashes with stab chord. Coach upgrade. Keep one truth channel for feedback. One doc or issue list with bar numbers. Not scattered DMs. Format it like bars 33 to 41. Hats too bright. Try minus 2 dB around 10K shelf. That's how you stay fast. Now versioning. This prevents disasters. Use simple strict versions. Track name collab V01.als, V02 break edits, V03 best write. And the rule is, never overwrite the last sent version. Ever. If it's a major change, new version number and you document it. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can dodge them. Not using collect all and save, leading to missing breaks. Sending only the ALS file. Mixing into a smashed limiter. No sub and mid separation. Unlabeled tracks and clips like Audio 17. Return tracks not standardized, so the vibe changes across systems. No locators, so feedback is vague. Alright, mini practice. This is how you lock the skill in. Make a new live set at 170 BPM. Build a drums group. Amen loop and secondary break. With a simple chain like EQ8 into drum bus into saturator. Build a bass group. Operator sign sub with mono utility and a wave-eatable res mid with a high pass around 100 Hz. Add two returns, echo for dub delay, and hybrid reverb plate. Create locators for intro and drop. Resample. Print drums to drum bus print. Print bass to bass print. Then collect all and save. Export individual track stems at 24-bit. Plus one reference mix, and write a five-line note saying what you want your collaborator to change or add. If you can deliver that 8-bar drop loop package cleanly, you can collaborate on full tracks without the usual mess. This audio version is shortened for playback.